Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, hour number two, John Dickinson in for Matt Steinmetz. Daryl the Guru Johnson, we're feeling the vibes.
This is one of the greatest rap songs ever made.
On the Thursday, no question. 888-957-9570. The draft is tonight. What do you do if you're the Warriors?
I just feel like your covers are...
You just
went to Costco. You got everything you need. You trade the pick. You don't want... And you're going to pay those resources to what? Somebody that's not going to chip in?
To me, if there's somebody you love that you think can be a player in the near future, next 2-3 years, you make the pick. And I think the Warriors go into tonight with the intention on making the pick.
All right.
But financially, if there isn't a player you love, you move back a couple of spots, get into the second round, and maybe you make a pick at the top of the second round with somebody that you really like, but you don't have to necessarily account for the guaranteed money. Free agency also a part of this. Warriors with... And it's not 100% their decision, but you've got Kevon Looney and Gary Payton II and Otto Porter. All are up. And the question, and we got some people that want to talk, but the question I think is, how comfortable are you feeling if you're a Warriors fan? You're not necessarily prioritizing the three, but what if there is a scenario where you lose all three? Like, it is realistic.
Oh, that would be, yeah.
That the Warriors could lose all three. And is it as simple as plug and play Wiseman, Moody, and Kuminga for Looney, Payton, and Porter, and you feel confident that team could contend for a championship, or do you need to replace the vets you lose with new vets? I'm inclined to say you need to bridge your top five or six with those young players and have two or three veterans. Those veterans, to me, were critical in helping the Warriors be a championship-level team, from Iguodala early to Payton and Porter throughout the whole season, to Kevon Looney in the playoffs. The Warriors don't win this chip without all of those players being big-time contributors.
And that's 100, as the kids say. I agree wholeheartedly. And that's why I believe, you know, at the end of the day, I want all three back when you talk about Porter Jr., GP2, and Looney. And it starts in Looney, GP2, and Porter. But I could see the youngsters getting a bigger role. We're talking about Wiseman, who is going to be a factor, and let's just say he balls out. I'm not going to rob him of that, giving this team another dynamic down low, a low post presence. The people on the text line talking about they need to get more mean down low. Well, okay, he's out there. But with that said, one of the three is a must, and that one to me is Kevon Looney. In this day of bigs having the switch, in this new NBA, JD, Looney can do it. I mean, I don't think he gets enough love for him. You know, the defense that he plays, when they try to get him in that action, his ability from where he's come from health-wise and his feet, his hips, his discipline defensively, he's a mainstay, he's a must. And the story that is, the great story that is Gary Payton II, I don't think you just say, hey, deuce, Chris Brown, deuces. I don't think you just say bye. I think
it'd be very difficult to do.
But is it really? Is it really?
It would be difficult to say goodbye, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But it looks like there's love, and rightfully so, on both sides. So it ain't like, you know, he's asking for Ferrari money. But the fact that you found him, you know, the Warriors and company, your scouting department, and he blossomed, and now he's a he was a major factor in the finals. That guy has a jersey,
no doubt. Right. I mean, I'd want to keep. Look, I'm. I always want it when something's working. I always want to keep it the same.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I always want to look to keep it the same, even if I got to pay a little bit extra to keep it the same. But it's more than a little bit extra. I even want to keep Otto Porter. It seems like Otto Porter is the one where the consensus is, well, you're just not going to be able to keep him.
Hey, real quick about Otto Porter Jr., JD. The parade was phenomenal. Everybody here at 95.7, the game was in their bag from the morning. Everybody. But you were my MVP. I mean, Jay, I just want to tip my cap. Here go the flowers.
I appreciate
they're imaginary flowers. And I'm giving them to you. You were on point, and then you had to do the interview, which me and Steiny just loved, with Otto Porter Jr. in the euphoria and the madness.
It was great.
The parade, but I wasn't jealous. I wanted to. You were boots on the ground for real.
It was cool getting an opportunity to hop on the float. I'm not going to lie.
How far did you go?
Okay. I mean, we had Clay up there for a second. He was talking to you guys.
Did you see him knock the girl over?
Clay, yes.
Oh, he went Ray Lewis.
And so he hopped off, and then he wasn't one to put the headphones on to talk to you guys. But Jordan Poole was much cooler about that. Jordan Poole took the
mic.
So
the Poole takeover was, I was like, is he new media? Like Draymond, but no, he grabbed your mic.
He said, is this wireless?
I love it.
And I said, yes, it is. And he said, okay, I'm going to roll with it. So he grabbed it, started interviewing people. He put the headphones on, so he actually could still hear you guys. I don't think it mattered what you guys were saying at that point. But he had the headphones on,
and
I was rolling around with him because it was all hooked up to the equipment to be able to you know, transmit it back.
You did a great job, man.
He went around interviewing fans and interviewing Wiggins, and it was all good. It was a fun day. Different challenge.
Yeah, I saw JP. There was one young lady. You know, I'm married, but you know, when you're single like JP is, he made a stop interview. You know, I'm like, Addy, that's how you work it. That's how you do it, Jay.
No doubt. Timothy in San Jose. So good stuff there. Let's get back to the phones. 888-957-9570. What's going on, Timothy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I just wanted to always wanted to ask these questions. But before I ask the question, I just want to say I think the Warriors need to look at the Chicago Bulls blueprint and don't do what they did. Don't break up a good thing. If they can, try to sign it. I know it's not possible, but try to sign everybody back and just keep going with it. I think they have a good generation that's filling up that gap. But I always wanted to ask this question as far as the what if Draymond Green did not get suspended and Vogut did not get hurt, I feel like they would have won that championship, and pretty much the trade for Durant wouldn't have happened. They would have just pretty much been cruising all along. So I just wanted to ask that question to you guys also.
Yeah, they win in 16 if Draymond. I don't know about Bogut.
I love Steiny, I miss you, but today's the day. Let's talk about it. No doubt.
Well, if Draymond doesn't get suspended,
they were
win.
Fighting
of course they
each
win.
Other, the Cavs.
Of course they do.
And then when they lost to Toronto, Klay went out and KD went out.
Yeah.
And they would have won. I believe if Klay, I know today.
Toronto's a little different conversation for me, but the Cleveland one's a no-brainer.
Thank you.
The Cleveland one's, but they didn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't count it as a win.
But you just feel like injury and fluke status, fluke things.
Do you think Durant doesn't come?
Right.
You think he doesn't come if they win that one?
If the imaginary phone call in the parking lot from Dre, that wouldn't have happened, and it wouldn't have been no Durant. And as crazy as it sounds, you've been with me since I've been working here. You know, we were taking calls to where some people felt like when Durant was still here, it was worth losing a chip to get him.
Right.
To come back. Oh, never. I would never say losing a chip is worth whatever is at the end of the.
No, but they did win two more.
Yeah, could have been three.
They did win two, but they got two more.
Yeah,
and they got it
three
back,
straight.
And the 17 Warriors felt like redemption for 16.
Okay.
And that team was we could talk about where the championships rank in terms of.
You really can.
You know, 15 this and 22 that, and you know, you got 17 and 18 in between. To me, the best team of all of them was the 16-17 team.
I can't say no. That's one of the best teams ever.
You can now. That doesn't mean it's your favorite championship or it means the most. Hell, it might it's probably third on a lot of people's list if you're ranking the four.
It's one of the best starting fives ever to me. I've said that.
But the 17 team, the first Durant year where they won 67.
Oh man.
And went 15-0 until they lost, and then they won at Oracle in game 5. They won 15 straight playoff games.
And every day, Stine and I were doing the pre and post. You were there. You just knew it was a wrap.
It was a wrap. That, to me, was the best team of all of the championship teams in all of the
years. Look at Durant now. You know, Kumo D, how you like me now?
Yeah. He's going to get his straight. I mean, shocker that him and Kyrie didn't work. I mean, who would have called that?
Well, it's not over yet.
It's not over
because I'll say this. I was driving in thinking about you telling me you get Joe Harris, baby Curry.
Yeah, but if they don't want to
KD,
if the big guys don't want to play,
I think they're there. Remember they were in the hallway talking when he ain't going anywhere.
If I'm Durant, I'm pissed at Kyrie.
Right, but see that's what I'm saying. He ain't pissed at him because he ain't going anywhere. It's just media noise. But that five they can run back with Ben Simmons with his head right. KD, Kyrie, Joe Harris, and Curry.
The other beauty of like a night like tonight and the next week. Well, is you start to see who's really for real as far as some teams are going to get torn down here that you know, or broken up or different. Like DeAndre Ayton's going to be gone here in the next week.
But how much does that really cripple Phoenix?
It means Phoenix isn't as good.
But we haven't seen them with a rebuttal.
Sure.
Because if they let
him
go. But
Ayton's a huge part of their success.
But
not necessarily always against the Warriors.
Some things were going on against Dallas that game 7 with him and Monty.
Well, apparently, I mean, half their team was sick reportedly, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not making excuses. But the point I'm getting at is teams are going to change it and tear it down and try and get back, and we'll see.
And that's why people always come down my partner, our guy, Steiny, about reacting to new information. He was leading the train. You were. I was on it. And the world was. We were told Phoenix, who had went to the finals a year before, had their stuff together. And they blew up with grenades everywhere, right in front of our eyes. And I just wonder now, I'm going to ask you this, woulda, coulda, shoulda, what would that series have been like with Phoenix and Golden State? Without the COVID, do you think?
I think the Warriors win the series, but I think it would have been a six game series.
Gotcha. It wouldn't have been Dallas to where
it wouldn't have
just,
been Dallas, which was a
Dallas.
Walk, and it would have been a much harder six games than the five that the Warriors played against Dallas. That would have taken something out of them. It at least made me wonder. You go six with Phoenix, you beat them. You got to play some road games in that series, at least three of them, because they wouldn't have had home court advantage. It's probably 1-1 and 2-2 after four, and then you're going back to Phoenix. You got to win a big game there. So I wonder if that would have taken enough out of the Warriors to where maybe they don't have what they had in the tank against the Celtics to even that series, and then maybe you go down the road of what if. But I still think the Warriors would have been able to eke out that series and win the championship. But maybe we're talking about a 7-gamer instead of a 6-gamer.
Can I give you a Woj bomb or a report?
Sure. Is it a real one?
Yeah, is it
is. A real
I double-check my work. ESPN sources, if Kyrie Irving can't reach an agreement to stay with Brooklyn, he has a list of teams he'd like them to consider on a sign and trade, including Lakers, Clippers, Knicks, Heat, Mavs, and Sixers. None of those teams have cap space to sign him without Nets' help. I mean, this is what makes you appreciate Curry. He's one jersey, and done.
I mean, think about it.
This is a joke, Kyrie,
Think about it. You're kind of a joke in Cleveland, but you end up hitting the biggest shot in franchise history. You win a title.
But see, he wasn't a joke then, though.
He was
a bad Uncle Drew.
He was a joke leading up to that. He was a joke his first couple years before LeBron came, I thought.
Okay. But he was respected.
He was no defense and just kind of getting his numbers. And he was a young player. I'm talking about before. I'm talking about his first three, 4 years.
You
go
empty numbers on me. All right, I get you.
I mean, he wasn't on a winning team until LeBron
came
back.
Yeah, they were bad.
Not all on him, but they win the championship. He taps out on them. Okay. LeBron wants out. Kyrie wants out. Kyrie wants out first.
His next move was the worst one.
Going to Boston.
To be a leader and a mentor, and had that work out.
Should have been an upgrade. It turns out that the young players that the Celtics were drafting were higher level people than even he was.
That's terrible.
And so it looks as he leaves like, oh, this is a problem, right? It looked kind of like, was it on him? Is it not on? Now we know.
Don't ask me about balls. And then he leaves.
Well, fine. He winds up out of there. He goes to Brooklyn. Supposed to be him and Durant, the unappreciated scholars. You know, Durant didn't get the appreciation for everything he brought to the Warriors. Kyrie didn't get his appreciation for everything he brought to Cleveland and Boston.
Perfect match, right?
So it's the two together, right, that don't get enough credit for being champions, going to win it on their own together.
Oh, hold on. And we got somebody else coming with a beard.
And it's just a nightmare.
Oh, man. And it's not over yet.
And the poor man Steve Nash, couldn't keep it all together.
Well, I'm going to say this to that. I think this could be a ploy, but
it's a joke
to get his bread, JD, but it's not over if he stays in Brooklyn. That's what, like, everything we're saying right now is recency bias. You know, here's your card key to the hotel room. But if he stays and they win it next year or get to the finals, and
it's where the Warriors have it all dialed, man.
But it starts with character.
Because there is harmony now. I know Durant thought on his way out the door,
harmony.
A lot of that's BS. And it was tested by the 15 and 50. I think it was tested by the 39 and 33. But the big three were on the same page. They accepted Wiggins. They got Iguodala back. Looney did
but
his thing.
But they did something to Wiggins.
Porter and Payton fit.
Right.
The young players were cast enough to the side to where they didn't have to contribute, so they were able to learn without having to really do anything. Poole accepted the challenge.
Went down, got demoted, and came back up and still
wasn't happy coming off the bench.
They boost you up. This culture, you know, go get them, be the best you can be.
But everybody contributes in the end, and it winds up being a chip.
You think Joey Lightyears is going to stop and not give Looney the bag? I bet you a donut right now. No, I bet you
I think Looney's the number one priority.
Okay, here we go. I think
Payton's two. I think Porter's three.
Yep.
And I think Porter is, you know, you want to take the mid-level or you want to take the veteran minimum again? Okay. Then, but
after
even that.
During the parade, he talked about how much he loved it here.
No, he did.
A lot of players were saying that.
No, he did, and he got emotional, and he I think, would like to be here. I think he also knows that it isn't entirely up to him. So, M Squared in Dublin. Let's get back to some calls here, Goo. 888-957-9570. What's up, M Squared?
Hey, real quick point, and then I'll jump into the main reason I called. But to answer your question about, you know, do you bridge the gap? You absolutely do with these guys. And the reason I believe you do is simply, you know, Jordan Poole's the perfect test case. You got to make Kuminga and Moody and Wiseman earn it. The best day in the world for the Warriors is the day that they look at Looney and say, Wiseman's better than you. You got to come off the bench or we're trading you. Reporter, we're not signing you because Kuminga needs to play and he's better than you now. The minute you start giving those guys minutes because you have to because you couldn't sign people is the minute that those guys get entitled and don't develop as well. And I think Poole, you know, they played him too early on because they had to and it took them a while. But it's not exactly the reason I called. I wanted to talk to you guys. JD, Guru, do you know why today is the best day? You know, it's an amazing day for me.
Tell us.
I don't care. I don't care about the NBA draft.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. I spent decades, not one decade, but multiple decades, poring over trades, wondering if Billy Owens was going to be a star, wondering if we got a gem in Donyell Mitchell, Mitch Marshall. Looking at draft picks, hoping that Clifford Rozier was going to be a great power forward and Stevie Logan would be the next Tim Hardaway and Joe Smith would be the next Weber. I was screaming the years that we took Todd Fuller and Ike Diagu and Anthony Randolph, you know, just in tears of why we took those guys. But the best part is this is like the summer of 2015. I don't care because we are no longer dependent on the draft. We've evolved. We've won four titles. And this year, I wake up on draft day and I'm not stressed. I don't even know who's going top three, and I don't care. And that's all I wanted to tell you guys. It's an amazing day in Dublin, California.
Wow.
I'm out.
Thanks for the call, M Squared. Always a good phone call.
So, Warrior fan is living the life of King fan. They have lived the life of King fan.
I mean, they were the same for a long time.
They have surpassed that. So, I get what this used to be the offs, and the lottery was the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, and today would be the finals. This is incredible that now you are the standard. You are the hunted. I know it was Milwaukee last year, and I still believe. Who posed that question? Whitey. About who's out there worries you the most, Milwaukee would have been my answer, you know, because I keep thinking about Middleton. But JD, right now, I mean, we're not even, again, how many days removed from the parade?
The three big days.
Now Clay's going to start from game one. Wiseman's coming back. Hopefully we get to see him in summer league.
You still need depth, though. You still need legitimate
depth. But the question is, are you going to sign your depth?
Well, you need both. To me, you need veteran players. You have Steph and Clay and Wiggins.
See, I'm assuming everybody comes back.
Those three.
We talked about, Porter Jr.
Well, if you have all three, then you got plenty.
That's what I mean.
But I don't think you're going to be able to keep all three.
Wow.
As much as I would want to keep all three, I don't think you're keeping all three. I think if you kept Looney and Payton, you'd probably consider it a win. But Porter, don't sleep on Porter's significance.
I'm not.
With the rebounding and the shooting.
I remember the Christmas game at Phoenix.
There were a couple of games where they won just because he hit four threes.
I'm not mad at you. I've seen that happen.
And so who's going to do that? Like, Kuminga doesn't do that. Kuminga does other things.
Yeah.
But Kuminga doesn't do that.
He's got a funky release.
Standing on the perimeter, knocking down open shots.
No doubt.
Like, that's not Jonathan Kuminga's
game. And like you said, your boy got the bag, Porter Jr., back in the day.
Yes, he did.
Wizards gave it to him, right?
The Wizards gave it to him, and they ended up with Chicago.
That's when Wall was a player?
Right.
$47 million to stay at home.
Yeah. Man. How about this, by the way? Bobby Marks of ESPN, the former Nets general manager, he says on Twitter, should be noted Kyrie Irving has a 15% trade bonus in his contract that would be worth $5.5 million if he opted in to his $36.5 million contract and was eventually traded. So by demanding a trade, if he opts in and demands a trade and gets traded, he actually would get
41.
An extra 5.5. Ooh, he'd get 42.
42!
Brooklyn would be responsible for paying the bonus if Irving elects not to waive it. So, hey, I want a trade. I'll opt in. By trading me, you got to trade me. And pay me $5.5 million. Chris Mannix of SI...
I'm embarrassed for him.
With the tip in on this, which is great, and this is his opinion, but I think he encapsulates it perfectly. This would be perfect. Kyrie opts in, gets traded, gets a bonus, then gets an extension. The NBA is just the best. That's a joke.
It is a joke.
That's a joke.
It is a joke, and you know, people could say, who are you? Just a dude on the air. I'm starting to get embarrassed as these jerseys accumulate from these stars that are supposed to be, and then KD. Okay, you went to Golden State. You won, but you still wanted to leave. Now you're telling me there's a scenario that Kevin Durant cannot be a Net. Harden, you get your wish, and they're about to pay. I don't know what more he's doing, but it looks like James is getting his money. Okay, I'm not even hating on one of my favorite players, the Beard, but I know what I saw, and I didn't see a superstar that I'd seen in years past. And now, like, when does it stop? When do you not look in the mirror and say, you know what, you're the problem, JD?
I don't think it's going to happen with Kyrie.
This is the new NBA.
I don't think it's going to happen with Harden. And, I mean, Durant is just like, well, wait a minute.
Where could he go
anywhere he freaking wants to
go. I know, but where would he say, this is where I want to plant my flag and try to get a chip?
Anywhere he wants.
I guess it's good for the league, right?
It's terrible for the league.
But Twitter likes this.
Twitter isn't real.
I know.
This is awful for the league.
Dude,
it's great
awful.
For the Warriors.
Yeah, but it's
who
awful
are,
for
who
the
are
league.
Harmonious and like each other and have cohesiveness. This is awesome for the Warriors.
It is awful.
This is bad for the league. There's no, and it's been bad for the league for a while.
Now,
it's awful for the league.
And you know I love
because
you.
It's,
we're brothers, but
it's
bad to who? I think right now Twitter is fake, but it's real. The NBA, you think Adam Silver is not loving all this, leading off the shows on where JD's going?
I don't think so.
Where's Guru going?
No, I think he looks at it
during the off season.
Kyrie Irving didn't play over half the games last year.
Well, I got to step in here on this. That whole pandemic thing, I don't hold it against him as much as a lot of people are.
But it's not. It's not about that for me. To me, he just didn't want to play. Because he didn't want to play half the other time. Load management, injury here. The problem is these guys don't want to play. And the problem, you can go wherever you want and have the drama and have the next great super team, what's going to be? That's fine. But when the season starts, that the guys actually have to play and play at a high level and compete and where you feel it. And the damn games matter. The games never matter. These games never matter. The Kyrie game, you know, Kyrie up in half-ass and joke, this and that. That's the problem. The problem is Brooklyn and Philly looks great on paper, and then they play, and it stinks. That's the problem.
Wow. Well,
Then it stinks. The product is bad, and then nobody's accountable for the product being bad.
Well, to Brooklyn's
defense, Kyrie won't look in the mirror and be like, "Hey, this NBA product is crappy because I don't want to play half the time."
He'll never do that. He'll never do that. But I'm telling you,
pay me my $5.5 million too on top of it to be traded and go to a different team.
That's a joke. You're saying is wrong.
That's a joke. I don't feel bad for Kyrie Irving.
Don't hate the player.
I don't feel bad for Durant.
Hate the game.
I don't feel bad for
anyone. Because the game is allowing, the league is allowing these jokers to do what they're doing, and you're telling me whatever chicken James Harden gets he earned? Please. Like he don't even need a ski mask. And now you're giving me this, I can flex this five extra milli?
I don't care what guys make or are paid or whatever, they earn all of it.
But the freedom, Jay,
the problem is they don't bring it after they get the
money. KD brought it. And to be honest, last year Brooklyn, your boy blew out his hammy and Kyrie got hurt. And KD was phenomenal in the offs.
James Harden was out of shape.
Yeah. But his hammy was blown.
All right, we got to roll.
And he came back, yeah.
We got to roll. We got people that want to talk. 888-957-9570. If you're looking for the best Warriors content from 95.7 The Game, text Warriors to 20357. That's Warriors 20357. Make sure you click the link, hit the subscribe button in the Odyssey app, wherever you find your favorite podcast, powered by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. More calls on the other side.
This is Juan Toscano-Anderson, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
888-957-9570. John Dickinson sitting in for Steiny. Daryl the Guru Johnson here as well. We got a lot of phone calls to get to. Also, Ryan McDonough is going to join us coming up at the top of the 2 o'clock hour.
I love getting down, playing ball with you. I owe you an apology. The 415, because it's out of excitement.
Only apology.
Guru, let the man talk. So if I'm stepping on you, you know it's out of excitement. I'm working on it. But I ain't seen you, and we hooping right now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
we're talking. Apology not.
Right. Yeah, talking Warriors
draft
tonight.
Let me get a Guru
tonight.
Shut up. What do you think of this one? Spadone, can I get a Guru shut up?
Yeah.
I didn't call for two. Spadone just left me hanging.
I'll have every drop ready at every time.
Okay. I'm not a machine.
510 Xfinity Mobile text line. Everything about Kyrie, we were talking about Kyrie and Durant, is unlikable. All this drama hype through Twitter and social media isn't sustainable. Adam Silver ain't loving this. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
But I got to say something. It didn't tick me off.
Go to Brooklyn, right. Kyrie and Durant.
Okay.
That's your freedom.
Yeah.
Make Maxes.
Bron went to LA.
Enjoy it.
Okay.
Fine. No issue with that. But show up and play and compete. And don't be the damn 7 seed.
I felt like that's BS, off air, man. I'm bringing this back before we get to the calls. I feel like you went in on the league and the lackluster play we seen. It's real.
But
night in, night out, and put it at. I can't defend Kyrie, but that's at his doorstep individually.
He's a big part of it.
But he didn't play this past season because of the rules.
Well, right. And Brooklyn was unwatchable in part because he wasn't playing. And whatever. I don't really even care about his decision based on the stated reason why he wasn't playing. I'm not holding him accountable for that even necessarily. But my take on that is that he just didn't want to play. And so he was using that as an excuse. Hey, let's make yourself a martyr and have a reason to not play half the time and still get your paper. So,
paper.
Let's be real about it.
Get that paper, Jay.
But no, the unwatchability is in large part stars that kind of go through the motions.
Wow.
707 saying JD was doing his part too, stepping on you.
No, we would. That's how you do it. It's fireworks.
Yeah, never bothers me. Let's get Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony, you're up next here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Tony?
Hey, how we doing, y'all?
Good.
Hey, JD, man, first and foremost, bro, I literally forgot my topic just off the... Man, you straight sat there and you preached for the last 10 minutes, man. I could not agree with you more on what you just said. And truly, man, the whole time I almost hung up because I could just hear the passion in your voice. These guys, man, they get paid all this money and they willing to sit out. I mean, look at John Wall. John Wall's only played 40 games in the last 3 years, and he's about to make more than I'll ever see in a lifetime. So, man, that right there, I completely agree with you on that. Keep preaching, man. You literally melted the mic the whole time you were speaking. Just a quick take on the Warriors whole thing. I mean, I would love to have them sign all three, but if there was one that I would want them to really sign would be Otto Porter Jr., and I would love to see Gary Payton II and Kevon Looney get paid. Those guys, they busted their asses off to finally get paid. And if we can't afford them, I mean, I would love to see them get paid because they're already champions. And one quick thing also that I would like to add, if you guys allow me to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I actually think Kevin Durant would still come if we won in 2016, just off the pure narrative that maybe it would look soft, but he would be very villainous of him to leave OKC and come join us and go off and win three or four championships in a row. All right, JD, keep doing your thing. Ghoul, I love you too, man. Keep up.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Tony.
Well, KD's on record as saying he wouldn't have came had they won, because then it would have really looked like, you know what, sure, I mean, he was taking the easy way out.
And he's thinking about how it looks.
He was the hired gun, and we won't get into it. We can if you want. They need him, but now ain't the time. I can't get over, and I get what you're saying, and I watch what you're saying, but I can't just say the culprit is Kyrie Irving.
He's a big part of it, though.
Yeah, but again, he's been, you know, he was injured before. Last year, Jay, they didn't have his services. So I can't defend him, but I'll defend him on he ain't got nothing to do with Denver on a Tuesday night playing the Indiana Pacers and guys looking like they're not invested. That ain't a Kyrie problem. That's an NBA problem.
Get your money, be a free agent, and go wherever you want to be. I don't begrudge that at all, but play and play hard.
That's not asking much.
I mean, the Brooklyn Nets were, for the most part, unwatchable this year. Why? Because he chose to be unavailable half the time. That's part of the problem. You know, go back to Harden in Houston at the end. Harden with Philadelphia.
He quit.
I mean, it was ugly. Yeah. Harden, even with Philadelphia, got clunky. You know, he winds up in Brooklyn, and then he goes to, and then it ends up with Philadelphia, and they make the big trade.
So if you
like, look at the teams at the end of the year that wound up being the teams. The Warriors played. I thought, and they had their nice.
They started off 18-2. They treated the season like it was an off.
They gave a damn.
Okay.
Okay. You look at
Clippers.
I'll give Phoenix credit. Okay. They lost in the offseason. They won 64 games.
Check.
Coming off of losing an 0-2 lead in the finals.
I'm putting the Clippers in there.
You're putting the Clippers in where?
And they came to play every night.
Yeah, they will. Okay. Yes, they came to play at a higher level, and this is sad.
Okay.
They played at a higher level more consistently because they didn't have Kyrie and Paul George.
That's how you feel.
I think Kawhi and Paul George are in the Kyrie category.
Wow.
They're in the too cool to play hard every night category.
JD is shooting.
They're in the too cool.
But
the Clippers brought it this year, but Boston. All right, they didn't every night. They got it rolling, but they play hard every night. Yeah. Milwaukee
didn't always have it playing
hard every night. Yeah. It's the Phillies. It's the Brooklyns.
Raptors would take nights off.
It's the Warriors. Right. You know those kinds of things. All right, let's get Bernard in Dublin. Bernard up next here. 888-957-9570.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to chime in again. Warriors defense, man, we need to talk more about that defense. Mm. They held Boston, I think, under 100 points those last three games. And Boston had this vaunted defense, shut down Kyrie and Durant. That's all they were saying before that. And shut down Miami, blah, blah, blah. They Warriors ain't never seen a defense like that. And shut them down. Shut down their offense. And I just want to get you guys' take on every time somebody talk about the best player in the league, I heard somebody say Luka Doncic is going to win MVP next year. Is it only based on offense these days? So if you score 40 points a game, 35 points a game, you're the MVP of the league? That just gets annoying to me these days. Is there no value anymore in being a two-way player? Is it just only about offense? And real quick, bringing it back to Draymond, people was, oh, he did nothing. He had a horrible series, so on and so forth. He didn't play good for a few games, but 12 rebounds, I think he ended up with, 12 points, eight assists. He had steals. It's not only about offense. It just gets kind of annoying when people think you got to score 30, 40 points to be considered a great player. And that's why the Warriors are so good. They get people and they value them in things not just by scoring. So they're a good team, not just individual players. So I just want your take on that. Is it only about offense these days and you can win the MVP and you don't have to play no defense and you're considered the best player in the league? It just gets old.
Thanks, Bernard. I think part of it, Goo, is if you're that good on offense, maybe it is true.
Well, listen, I can remember my first fight with Steiny was cut with what I deemed a term I came up with, two-way player, as we talked about Klay Thompson. Mm-hmm. He was like, what's that? Now it's a household thing. Steve Nash won an MVP. He didn't do it on the defensive side of the ball, and I'm not calling him a bad defender. We are in the three true outcomes in baseball to where it's all about the long ball, strikeout, nobody cares. And in basketball, I look at Giannis, and what made him great was he did it on both ends. So I look at that right there and say, okay, you know, to Bernard's point, that's an example to where a guy gets rewarded for being both sides of the ball. You think of who else can I come up with? LeBron James. He plays both ends when he was getting his MVPs. But can a Luka – do we like offense more than defense? Me personally, no. But I know that's what sells. And when you play like Luka and can shoot it from 100 feet at the rate that he does it and get buckets, I hate to look at you right now and say defense – technically will not prevent you from winning an MVP. That's just where we're at. If we like the highlights.
If your offense is great enough.
Okay, there we go.
You don't need to play defense.
Bam.
And I think we've seen a couple of seasons where offense has been great enough.
And if you're just okay, like Curry was never all NBA defense.
Well, he's a better defender now than he was then.
No doubt.
He's a much better defender now than he was
the
2 years
he won. And he's using that bulk, that muscle. But when he got his two MVPs, Jay, you know, there used to be all Clay guards too, man. Remember that? Because Curry, you could get by Curry. Not anymore. But when he won them, he was never all NBA first or second team defense. You just said it, and you said it perfectly. If your offense is that great, you can get it with just being okay. I'm not even saying bad defender, but you can get it that way.
That guy in Oakland. What's up, that guy?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Great show. It was 2 weeks ago when, Goo, you had that speech, brother.
Oh, JD was with me.
Yeah, it was you and JD, the two of the three top guys at the station, and the bronze medal still up for grabs. But
look at our guy.
So a couple things here, guys. First of all, Harden and Kyrie, those guys are a joke, a complete joke. I mean, I watched that Hustle movie, and I see how these guys live in the background that we don't see. Mm. There's, 1,000 guys out there that would give their left arm to have the playing time that Kyrie and Harden give up, basically. I mean, you want to go back to the year previous where he just disappeared, Kyrie. Kyrie Irving just disappeared. They were asking KD, hey, where's Kyrie? Oh, I don't know. He was at the club. Somebody was hurt or, he had personal issues. And he just disappeared. And then he stomps on Mr. Lucky, and he hurts the same ankle. I mean, the guy's a complete joke. Anywhere that he goes is going to be just a nightmare for the team. So, he just needs to go away. And then RIP, I want to say RIP to the Goose. But, hey, this is what I'm hearing on the National, brothers. I'm hearing that number 4 pick that Sacramento has, Mike Brown is interested in Poole. Now, this is not me. This is what the National NBA TV was saying this morning. So they're saying either A, they trade that to Sacramento, Poole to Sacramento for the number 4 pick, and then they get somebody, and this would help them retain Wiggins next year, Looney, GP2, and Otto Porter Jr., because they wouldn't have to give the bag to Poole. Or B, they take that they trade it to Sacramento, and they take their number 4 pick and look for a veteran on another team, like a Sabonis or somebody, that would be better off with the Warriors right now in exchange for that number 4 pick. So you would take it and trade it to the Lakers or trade it to somebody else, and then Poole would still be in Sacramento, and Poole wouldn't come back to hurt the Warriors because it's Sacramento. So I'd like to get your guys' take on it. Keep doing what you do. Appreciate it, fellas.
Yeah, I'd want more. If I'm trading Jordan Poole to Sacramento, I'd want more than the number 4 pick.
Okay, and, all right. And I'm running over there hugging you right now. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
ain't nothing in the draft.
Like, I get the interest, though.
If Joe Lacob did that, it would all be about the ducats. And that's not who he is. You may have your heir apparent to Steph Curry right now and Klay Thompson and Draymond, to keep it real, with Jordan Poole. He is Kevin Costner in Untouchables? I believe so.
Was he?
Spadoni? Somebody help me out.
I'm
I believe
not sure.
All right, but he's untouchable.
Sure,
Elliot Ness was in there, but I think Kevin Costner was in there. I hope I'm getting it right. But, JD, he ain't going nowhere. You can keep that number 4 pick, and if Mike Brown could pull that off, then I would be like, okay.
Yes, he was.
Look at
Confirmed.
Me.
Confirmed.
Then I would be thinking to myself, you know what? The money is issue here in Golden State, to in a sense. Jordan Poole's no going nowhere. Now, unless Jordan Poole, and I told Steiny this, JD, I mean this, maybe he ain't on that 4-year plan. Maybe he ain't on that 5. I want to be an all-star. And if I go somewhere else, I already got a ring, and I can start. I want to do that. And when we play the Warriors, yeah, we may only win 25 games if I'm in sack, but my name's on the marquee. It's Poole versus Curry.
Would his
that
name be on the marquee,
That scares me about
though?
Jordan Poole. Why wouldn't he? I believe he's a future one or two at the worst.
Well, it's minutia, but or it's semantics, I guess. But it's, I mean, De'Aaron Fox thinks his name's on the marquee.
That dude couldn't hit the side of a barn. Okay, it could be him, De'Aaron Fox and Poole. But Fox ain't no true point guard.
That was
he
true.
Is a, I'm trying to get to the rack at 900 miles an hour, and if I can't, I'm in trouble because I can't shoot.
Look, I'm not doing anything with Jordan Poole or Andrew Wiggins this year. I would pay Poole, and knowing that that contract doesn't kick in until next year, you have to do the deal this year, but he's still going to make what he makes next year, his $3-4 million, whatever it is, next year. That's his, like, his salary doesn't go up for next year because you give him the extension. It kicks in 23-24. Season. So I would pay him the money knowing you're not paying him the money for another year and a half from right now.
Right. But
and at some point down the line, he becomes a chip because he's making a bigger salary to where you could get something back for him then. Like to me, you're not trading him now because it doesn't help you next year. Sure, it might help you financially, but it doesn't help you. Like you want Jordan Poole on the team next year because he's going to be starting when Steph needs to take nights off. He's going to be starting when Klay needs to take nights off. And Klay's probably not playing any back-to-backs next year. I would almost guarantee it. And so Jordan Poole's going to start there. He's going to finish a lot of games, especially in the regular season. You're going to need him there. You're not doing anything with Wiggins for next year because he's got one more year left in the deal. You're going to let that play out at a minimum until he's a free agent a year from now. And you try and win the chip again.
Yeah.
Like so, that's the play. And then if Poole's a $27 million player a year and a half from now or 2 years from now, and it's, you know, the first year of that deal is done and you need to make a move at that point, well then you can take some other pieces back because he's a, you know, it's almost like having a D'Angelo Russell at that point. You could take somebody else back that might be a better fit for you roster wise that also frees him up to be a starter.
Yeah.
And but to me, we're at least a year, if not 2 years, away from that happening.
Okay, but I believe, and I wouldn't be shocked if something happened with Wiggins before next year. Before, like, it's so much euphoria going on, and rightfully so, in Golden State, Jay. If something were to happen, and you hear Wiggins talk about how much his family and everybody likes it here, I wouldn't be shocked. And I don't want to go negative here, but in this era, we're talking about all the wanksters that we just mentioned with Kyrie, Harden,
sure,
musical teams. Steiny and I talked about this yesterday, and he said, "Goo, Jordan Poole has no leverage." And I thought about it riding home.
That's JD, a fact.
But does he? Because we are in the world now to where if I'm not invested mentally and I go to the press or I say something to somebody and it gets out there that I'm not happy, we're in an era in the world now to where they're coming at you to remove you, to get you out of a situation to where it looks like you're being held hostage.
They don't have
because you've gone public saying you want out of here. We've seen that scenario. So obviously, I'm going 60 minutes with he would have to really, you know, do a 180 and kick up dust. But there is that scenario to where if Jordan Poole said into the right microphone or to the right somebody, you know, down the road that he didn't want to come off the bench or be here, I mean, something would be done before the 2 years that we talk about the Warriors have but him, quote unquote, under.
Not necessarily.
I'm just saying. He could be a problem child.
But he can be upset. That doesn't mean you got to try. You could say, "Goo."
True.
You could come to me and say, "I'm not happy." And I could say, "Well, you're under contract." He'd be like, "I'm not happy." Oh, well, you're under contract.
And
so what
watch
are you gonna do?
Everybody
not show up?
Run, all the TV and national shows run with it. That becomes a sideshow.
It can until you got to actually play the games and get paid. I mean, that is one thing I will say as far as I think NBA teams have not been. To me, they've allowed a lot of this to go on because the first moment where a player is unhappy and wants out, they just try to get him out. Like I would be more no. Like I paid you, I want you a part of this team. We're gonna figure out a way to make it happen. You're not just gonna get, because to me, there's so many teams that will just allow somebody to go when they're not happy that's why this keeps happening
and that's why
Kyrie is on his third team that he's been unhappy with and wants out from, and it's going to be the fourth in probably the next 2 years because you know he's going to go to the Clippers and be unhappy and one out there in a year or two.
The five, real quick, the 510 says, Goo, Poole does not have leverage, bro. Relax on signing him. I'm not saying go sign him tomorrow. I'm saying, what if he were to buck up and just go public, that he doesn't want to wait.
But you're paying – see, part of the other thing is you're paying him to be cool. Like, you're paying him $110 million, that contract extension, let's just say.
Oh, wasn't even talking.
But 4 and 110 is not just 4 and 110 because you're worth 4 and 110. 4 and 110 is hush money.
Four and 110
is shut your mouth.
Right. But I'm looking at it like that. He wouldn't
or
sign
don't
that.
Shut your mouth, but you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but
you
I'm
can
looking
say
at
say whatever you want,
no
but
doubt.
You ain't going anywhere.
Well, the Warriors win if they were to give them that. And just chill, and you know, we don't have to worry about you.
It's not like we're making you play it out for 3.5.
The tiger that I see and the killer that I looked into his eyes when we got to see him is a guy that I believe that where he – I think he thinks he's at in his career and his skill set, he's that thing is raring to go now. I could be totally wrong. I'd like to be wrong, but like that hush money you talk about, you speak of, Jay, like ain't enough money for him – for that. Like, this dude is ready to go. And I'm talking about starter.
Let's get Polo in Redwood City. What's up, Polo?
Nothing much. Just taking my little break. Hey, love listening to you guys. Man, here's what I got. Hey, I bet Kelly Oubre is mad right now. He should, all these players with the egos that they have. I want to start. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want this type of money. Now look at you now. Emojis at you, huh? Let's go Warriors. And Poole not going anywhere. And all these high-caliber players keep trading, going to different teams and stuff. Man, just sit down, relax, take your money, put it in your pocket, and hush up. Mm. Other than that, that's all I got. Let's go Warriors.
All right. Appreciate it, Polo.
Well,
go ahead, Goo.
Oubre was not wanted. And we got to give Joe Lacob credit for even bringing him in.
Definitely.
Okay, I didn't even mention that. But the person that is sick, and I'm not happy he did this, he's making the rounds, and he's tweeting every other day, and that's Kent Bazemore. He left a good thing, and now I appreciate and respect, JD, the fact that he's calling himself out. What was I thinking? What did I do? And look at my brother celebrate without me, and I could have been here making more ducats.
No, and that didn't look to have him, of all people, say, hey, hey, I think the grass is greener. I mean, at that point, because he was somebody that was respected within that locker room, and I'll admit, when he said that, I didn't think that was a great look for the Warriors. That he thought
in the moment.
Now, obviously, it wound up being...
Like he knew something.
It wound up being dead wrong.
Yeah.
And that's good. I hadn't seen that he came out and
and
owned it.
Yeah, he's tweeting.
But you
like,
have to.
What did I do? Right.
I
respect that.
Yeah, no doubt.
You said dead wrong, correct?
Yes, correct. Dead wrong. 888-957-9570. We got Ryan McDonough coming up here at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. More phone calls after that. Looking for the newest podcast for all your Giants talk needs, you can subscribe to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast hosted by our own Mark Willard and Shasky, in on that. Diehard Giants fans who bring the heat on the biggest stories and issues facing the team. A Giants podcast by Giants fans for Giants fans. New episodes drop Sundays and Wednesdays on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ryan McDonough next here, 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone!
stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.